Well, this week, local theatre company Prospero Players will stage their production of Momo, an adaptation of the German book by Michael Ende, the author of The Neverending Story. Momo is a young girl who uses her special gift of listening to fight the men in grey who are stealing time. Tony Gluck is a cast member, and he joins us. Hello, Tony.
Good afternoon, Jerry.
This sounds like a fascinating production.
Look, it is. It's also a very interesting story, although you've stolen my thunder because you've told them already what it's about. But I'll reword it. Momo is a girl. She's a timeless ageless. She arrives in this village somewhere in Europe. This village that is slowly being ravaged by so-called time thieves, disguised as grey citizens. And the story contains a very relevant message for our times, because these time thieves are actually efficiencies disguised. So it's about a village where being encouraged to incorporate all these efficiencies into their lives to save time. And consequently, and I think we probably find in our own lives, the more efficient we become, the busier we get. And in actual fact, we end up losing time rather than making up time. And so the village is confronted by these rather sinister characters, the grey citizens. And ultimately, it's an up to Momo, this girl, to overcome the beast and conquer in the end. So it's quite a fascinating story, beautifully produced. It'll be a good show.
Time and Motion is what comes to mind. I think it was a big thing way back in the 60s, 70s, Time and Motion
studies. Yeah,
and trying to make the best of your time and so forth. So this is great. Blows it out of the water.
Yeah, well, a lot of those Time and Motion studies failed, or at least their findings were debunked later on. Mm. Yeah, so I think when Michael Ende wrote this story, I think there may have been even some relevance to those times, because the 70s, was the time of economic rationalism, and where time was money and became even scarcer than money. So, it's an interesting story, and it's a very strong message for our time. It's for young and old. It's presented in a way that is accessible by all, and mainly it's a very, very entertaining.
Now, you're not the only person in the studio right now. We've got a full studio. Tell us about them.
Well, we're actually all in the cast. And so we have here three wonderful musicians and actors from Switzerland. We have Tobias on the guitar, Alexander on the violin, and Marius, pardon me, on percussion. And Joshua, who happens to be my son, is the Australian representative here. He'll be playing the clarinet. And which brings me to the actual music in the play.
I'll just let you have a bit of a cough and clear that throat of yours and ready for the theatrical demeanour to return. There we go.
Okay. Getting to the musical score. That's an original score which has been written by a very talented young composer by the name of Sebastian Culhane, and he's written the score quite specifically to tie in with the whole sense and mood of the play and help get the message across.
Oh, fabulous stuff there. Thank you very much, Marius, Joshua, Alexandra and Tobias. And Tony Gluck is with us. That's fabulous music.
It is. And there's more of it on the night.
Mm.
So we open Wednesday night.
Okay.
At 7 p.m.
And this is where?
At the Hunter Theatre, which is the theatre attached to the Broadmeadow School of Performing Arts. Then we have a matinee Thursday at 3, and then we have two shows, 3 and 7, both on Friday and Saturday. Tickets at the door. Okay, so it's definitely worth seeing.
Sounds it. And, well, just the thing, we're going to hear that sort of music as part of it.
Yes, indeed.
And then the production, you're saying, is a bit of a challenge to some too long held beliefs, probably.
Exactly, yes. Mm.